G'day guys, Brandon Green here. We've got Luke Beasley. We're doing a video on Luke Beasley, who says that Trump horrifies the world in post-arrest Newsmax interview. Now, I haven't seen this post-max news interview, so hopefully I can watch it here. But I thought I'd comment on Luke Beasley, because this is the guy that is David Pakman's younger boyfriend, who David Pakman reportedly has been grooming or something like that. That's the whispers getting around the old MAGA cult that we're in, that we're proudly in, saying, yeah, he's grooming him or something. Something's going on anyway. Anyway, let's get into this video.
I'll show that to you. This was, if I'm not mistaken, last night after his arrest and his booking, where he was mug-shotted, if that's a phrase, or he got his mugshot taken. And he was not happy about it, as you might be able to imagine, and just uncontrollably had lies flying out of his mouth as he was responding in this interview. He called in to the show, and first clip is here.
Fourth time you were in custody today. It's totally absurd, in my opinion, but what was it like? How did they treat you? What was the experience like today in jail?
Terrible experience. I came in, I was treated very nicely, but it is what it is. I took a mugshot, which I never heard the words mugshot. That wasn't, didn't teach me that at the Wharton School of Finance. And I have to go through a process. It's election interference. You know that better than anybody. You cover it so well. You just, and fantastic job. I have to tell you, for the listener, fantastic job, Greg. But it's a very sad experience, and it's a very sad day for our country. This is
fourth time.
So it's a sad day for... No, it's not a sad day. It's sad that a former president did the things that Trump did. It's happy, it's good that accountability is now taking place legally.
Question the outcome of the election.
From attempting to allegedly unlawfully overthrow our democratic process and our democratic...
Allegedly unlawfully. I like how you snuck that one in there.
That the last guy who tried this got held accountable in a serious, severe fashion. So it's good that's happening for the rule of law. Unfortunate for Trump, but that's just the way that it goes. Then this clip...
But, you know, I went through an experience today that I never thought I'd have to go through. But, yeah, I've gone through the same experience three other times. In my whole life, I didn't know anything about indictment. And now I've been indicted like four times and all by the radical left. And it's in coordination, absolutely in coordination with the Justice Department.
We'll get more to that talking point in a later segment where Jim Jordan is going to investigate if there was coordination between Jack Smith and Fani Willis.
How would they not, man?
It's strange that he keeps saying, and you'll see this in a few...
It's your political opponent, and you're trying to lock him up. And it's fucking backfiring hardcore.
What a mugshot was. What? Even if you're not a criminal, I feel like you should, by the age that Trump... was when all of his legal troubles started stacking up, already know those terms and know what they mean.
Yeah, I thought that was funny too.
Again, a criminal. Then he weighs in on the debate and says he loved Vivek Ramaswamy. Shocking.
As far as the sage last night, I thought Vivek, as we say, did very well. Actually,
did fantastic, Vivek.
But I thought he was very good.
He is actually correct. I, for a while, mispronounced it as Vivek. And a lot of people have said Vivek and all these different things. It is Vivek. So Trump's correct on that. Wow.
Like where I said, I was the greatest president in his lifetime and long beyond. That's pretty good. I said, are you sure he's running against me? But I thought he was very good.
Vivek Ramaswamy called Trump the greatest president of the 21st century. And it's not surprising that Trump...
Smart guys recognize smart guys, man. That's all I can say.
But instead, just to raise his profile among his followers, among Trump's followers. And so he'll make similar points and be perpetuating a lot of these right-wing talking points without actually going after the person who's polling the highest, being Trump. And then he speaks to the trial that found the civil trial that found him liable for sexual abuse of E. Jean Carroll. And actually, the judge later clarified, while under the text of the law, the jury found that he didn't rape E. Jean Carroll, in common terminology, yep, what he was found liable for is rape. It is what we call rape. But because of the exact specifics of the law, they distinguished between sexual abuse and rape, and he was found liable of sexual abuse. But we do consider what he was found liable for, as I said, rape. And so he speaks to that here.
Very sad day for our country. This is a weaponized Justice Department, and all of these indictments and cases, I have a couple of cases that aren't indictments, they're just cases where you have these left lawyers suing on like a woman that I never saw before, other than that she took a picture 25 years ago on a line, on a contributors line or something, or charity line. Everything, it's just like one thing after the next. And what they crazy. Want to do.
One thing after the next, he says, because he's the big victim and it's so much they're coming after me, even though, yeah, that's what happens whenever you do a bunch of bad things. Whenever you conduct yourself in the ways that he has, then sometimes, eventually, accountability starts stacking up.
And are you sure that's really what's going on, young guy, young dude? We can't forget because why are so many people not seeing it the same way you are then?
In a civil trial of sexual abuse, what we refer to as
rape. It's all bullshit. He doesn't even know the girl. Is there any more proof that he knows this lady?
Number one, just running for president and has a lot of support. And even more stunning, in the party of family values as they proclaim themselves to be, and they love him. It is really stunning. And when you really think about it, rather enraging. One more clip. He gets asked how he sleeps. Do you sleep well? And how long do you sleep?
Scenario, 40 points on top in the Republican field and crushing Biden by about 7 points in the latest poll. How are you sleeping, by the way? In your book a long time ago, you said you slept 4 hours a night. Are you still a 4 hour a night guy? You got a routine when it comes to that?
No, but more or less, but I do sleep soundly, and I don't let it bother me because it is what it is. It's a horrible thing. And really, it helps that, you know, when you have poll numbers like this, that means the people understand it. But you mentioned something.
Scenario, 40 points on.
So he sleeps soundly because of his poll numbers or something. He is, even though he tries to posture
as something different. What a fucking incredible dude.
Lack of knowledge about a lot of things. He knows how damning the evidence is against him and how terrifying the sentences, the potential sentences.
Asking them to, telling them to find some more votes. Not telling them illegally to find more votes or anything. Just telling them to have a fucking other look. We only need this many votes and we can win. Have a fucking look. Find them. He's not saying, fucking, let's just fucking make it up or anything, you fucking idiot.
Full video version of the show hours before all the clips are able to.
Shocking guy, mate. This kid, fucking shocking guy.
You can do so by going to lukebeasleyshow.com/membership.
Luke Beasley, terrible, man. Terrible.